Hello. If you're in Maryland, yeah, well, you know, that's okay. That's okay. It's not your fault, so I forgive you. If you're in Maryland on 270, let's start out with the delays northbound on 270, approaching and passing 118, headed toward Father Hurley Boulevard. This was the wreck you were getting by to the right side. Southbound had the delays out of Clarksburg, headed past because you could see it, but the lanes were open. Then a delay approaching Montgomery Village Avenue. Then the slowdown approaching and passing 370. What's going on here? Two separate broken down vehicles. Now, neither of them are in the roadway, but they're drawing attention. First, the broken down on the left shoulder. A tow is on the scene with it. Then a broken down truck on the right shoulder, but a heavy duty wrecker is at the scene. So for the moment, all your travel lanes are open. You're just seeing the delay. Then it looks good to the lane divide onto either loop of the Beltway. If you're on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just the delays in both directions in the area of 197. If you're on Route 3, it was southbound in Bowie near 450. The crash was on the left side. 175 at Route 3, the lanes were blocked with the police activity. And eastbound I-70 near 40 in Hagerstown had been a report of a wreck. Norwood Road, still closed between Dr. Bird Road and Layhill Road. A Pepco pole suspended by wires fell, blocking the roadway. So that's why they have to do the emergency utility work there. You're going to find the redirection. Beltway, outer loop delays from 95 around to Georgia Avenue. Inner loop slows from 210 to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And then in Virginia, approaching and passing Braddock Road. Delays on DC 295, southbound from Eastern Avenue toward East Capitol Street. Northbound just slows from the 11th Street Bridge passing Pennsylvania Avenue. Just keep an eye out. We did have fire department activity affecting East Capitol Street near 33rd Street Northeast, and you were being redirected. There was a bigger delay on both directions of 295 as you could see what was going on. Maybe there's not really much left to look at in terms of that northbound delay starting to ease. Inbound Suitland Parkway slows after Branch Avenue, headed to the light at Stanton Road. In Virginia, eastbound Route 7 near Yellow Schoolhouse Road in Round Hill, a single lane gets by the wreck. Big delays on the northbound Fairfax County Parkway headed past Burke Center Parkway. The right side of the roadway near Gnomes Court is blocked for an overturned vehicle. Save on tropical flavors at Whole Foods Market. Get 5 yellow mangoes for $5 with Prime through April 30th while supplies last. Shop in-store or online. Terms apply. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.